Yo, it's 11:27. I quit. Jacqueline's texting me. She's outside asking, "When am I coming?" Well, I'm recording. She doesn't listen. She's not gonna hear this. Why would she listen? She's with me all day. And listen to this? Come on, enough already. She went outside Sunday. My fucking neck is killing me. August 5th, DC Improv. Get your tickets. Me and Jacqueline Novak co-headlining. Okay, that's the only advertisement of the whole program. No Casper mattress ads here. But get one. Get one anyway. Yo, get your fucking Casper mattress, motherfucker. Don't, where are you gonna go to? Sleepy's, you piece of shit. I refuse to acknowledge their rebranding effort to Mattress Firm. Is that a Northeast thing? Is that a Northeast of the United States thing? They used to, there's a huge mattress chain, Sleepy's. They have huge stores all over New York City, where they take New York City, where real estate is very expensive. And I've been to other cities. Real estate is very expensive, and they have a huge store. Nobody's in that motherfucker. Nobody's in it. If you walk by a Sleepy's, there's one guy sitting at a desk in the middle of the store, right? And there's just all these mattresses, and one guy, he's wearing a cheap suit. And as you walk by Sleepy's, he like looks at you because he's got nothing to do. He's either staring at his phone or he's just like staring out the window, watching everybody walk by. And I don't understand how they have all those stores. It's very confusing to me. Maybe they have a pickup, but anyway, they changed all the Sleepy's to Mattress Firm. What the fuck is that? It's the only mattress store, and they decided they had to rebrand. Makes no sense to go up against Casper, which, but Mattress Firm, I don't like the name of that. It just bothers me. So I'm annoyed at their rebranding. Now it's is this something I should be spending my time thinking about? Probably not. But I've thought about it a lot. So much. Well, the idea of the big mattress store taking up a huge footprint in cities in different places I've been, you know, I like I said, I'm not sure. I don't think I see them outside of like, you know, New York, Philadelphia. I haven't been to Boston, but you know what I mean, like city places. So I don't know if they, if you go down to Florida, I don't know if they have them down there. If you go out in the Midwest, I don't know. But anyway, that's too much. Let's move on. My neck is all fucked up and out of whack. I don't have that. I never have I'm never like somebody who has backaches, neck aches, and shit like that. Can't move my fucking neck. Just saying that, maybe for if this show isn't so good, it's because my neck is fucked up. It's already off to a bad start. All that Sleepy's business. All right, let's get to the news. Stubbs the cat, unofficial mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska, passes away. Fuck! For just a sec. I thought this is the first headline. I see cat. I see mayor. I say, here's a good story. And then I get passes away at the end. Well, Stubbs, thank you for you serving as mayor, unofficial mayor. But eight found dead inside semi trailer at Walmart parking lot in Texas. I mean, that one I knew started out bad, 8 dead. But I also saw Walmart, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Well, Walmart's got to stop doing that, keeping dead people in their trailers. I'm not gonna open that up. It sounds depressing. It's probably got something to do with some kind of, I don't know why. Why would you put the? I mean, I'm sure it was somebody was killed. Somebody killed these people. I'm curious, but I'm not gonna. Well, okay, this isn't happy either. Parents arrested for giving newborn daughter meth, heroin, morphine. I mean, why would you? That's wasted on a baby, all those drugs. No baby is gonna. Babies don't understand being high. They're already kind of high, probably high. Let's see, what's this? Police say mother and father arrested after they gave their newborn daughter drugs on the day she was born. This is in Spanish Fork, Utah. They just said she gave her drugs. They gave the kid drugs. What the f? That's a. Well, it's way longer an article, but I don't see any. Well, admitted that he applied crushed Suboxone pills to his gums after the child's birth while the nurses were out of the room. Okay, well, I don't know if you get your kids back after that, but I guess they're the cool parents. Like, we want our kid to be high right away. But I guess that's not good for a child. I hope the kid's okay. Girls fend off attack by deranged woman who crawled into home through doggy door. Yikes! Yeah, I don't trust those doggy. This is in Arizona. A lot of fucking weirdos there. So I guess they have a doggy door. Crazy lady. Sorry, crawls through the doggy door, and there you go. Yeah, don't have a doggy door. Just open the door for your dog when he has to go. I guess you got a job. You know, I don't know what it's like to have a house. So I don't know the pros and cons of the doggy door, but there's the con: is the crazy person crawling through it. I guess they feel like, hey, this is no man this size. It's lady size. Ladies don't crawl through these things. They will. Let's see. We'll do one more and then we're done. Because I got to go. A lot of bad news. There's always like abuse of animals in here. I just like fucking gets me so bummed out. And I'm like, why is that? Here's the thing. It's some like big abuse of animals. I don't know that news is helping me to know about it. You know, it's not information. It's just like, hey, here's some fucked up shit. But there's also other fucked up shit. You don't tell me about every kid that gets, child molester that gets arrested. There's a child. It's like you got to put up some big numbers. You got to be a teacher. You got to get caught the right way. All this shit. But it's just like, I guess I don't hear about every animal gets abused, but they're like, hey, let's point out one. I don't get it. Tell me something happy. It's either tell me something, it doesn't have to be happy, but it should be useful information. And not bum me out. Maybe that's not the point of the news. I don't know, but that seems some, like it's not doing anybody any good. But I guess you should know this guy's a fucking, there's a person abusing animals. Ooh! Cops use technology to catch package-stealing porch pirates. Now that's what I'm talking about. Get these fuckers. Anybody stealing packages is a piece of shit. Steal from the store. Don't steal from people. So I guess the cops are going after these people. GPS tracking in the package. Fuck yeah. Good going. Now that makes me happy. There's a happy story. Now we can end the show. I will see you people tomorrow. Email me. Let me know if you're going to make it out to Montreal shows or DC shows or whatever. And I'll make sure to say hello. And that's it. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.